A backyard party for Baldwin in suburban Milwaukee was by and large a sedate and friendly event for the Madison congresswoman. But during a question and answer session, three supporters urged the often soft-spoken and typically pleasant candidate to get ready to hit back hard against unfair Republican and third-party attacks. One man put his concern this way.
I think that's one of the mistakes we made against Scott Walker, is we just let his lies go and we didn't do a good enough job pointing it out that that's an outright lie and saying the word lie.
Baldwin replied that over the next few weeks, she's working on introducing herself around the state and building name recognition. She promises a spine of steel in responding to attacks, but mainly wants to wait until after the Republican Senate primary next month.
We're going to do our best to respond. My key obligation as the candidate is to respond to the other candidate. I hope that we will be able to knock down as many lies as they put up there, but we won't have limitless ability to respond to all of those layers. So we're going to do the best we can, and I think you'll be proud.
Prior to the primary, Baldwin says the Republicans will be brawling with each other, and she says she's inclined to let them do that. But activist Democrats, unhappy with the failure to throw Scott Walker out of office, say it's important to go on offense in hopes of not losing a second U.S. Senate seat in 2 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Wauwatosa.